Explosions rocked Colombia's capital and the area around Parliament today, shortly before Álvaro Uribe was sworn in as president. Police say at least a dozen people were killed and twice that many were wounded. Uribe has promised to wipe out rebels who have been fighting Colombian governments for 38 years. Reporter Stephen Dudley is in Bogota. He joins us now. Stephen, can you tell us more about what happened? Paint the scene for us.
Well, authorities are essentially saying that there were several mortars that were launched from a neighborhood in the center of the city in the direction of the presidential palace and the congressional building where the inauguration was taking place. Both these buildings are adjacent to one another. At least two of these mortars hit the presidential palace and injured a few soldiers, and the other mortars fell short of their apparent intended target and killed several people, including three children. This all happened just as Uribe was entering into Congress to be sworn in as president. I should say, however, that this ceremony continued without interruption, as did Uribe's planned speech.
Has anyone claimed responsibility?
No one's claimed responsibility so far, but suspicions will undoubtedly fall on the FARC, which is the country's largest guerrilla organization. Suspected guerrillas from the FARC tried to assassinate Uribe during his campaign, and authorities are saying that the group has issued a general order to try and kill the new president in any way possible. Uribe, of course, campaigned around the issue of security and highlighted the fact that he was going to beef up the military and the police and perhaps even use civilians to try and help the government battle the guerrillas. So he is their number one target right now.
Security was very tight for today's ceremony. Was Uribe concerned that something like this might happen?
He was absolutely concerned. As I mentioned, he survived an attempt on his life during the campaign. He had a campaign during which he had 70 bodyguards with him at all times, and he traveled in an armored vehicle. For the inauguration itself, the government cordoned off a four-block area in most of the city center. Vehicles were prohibited from passing through the area. Police were on nearly every corner checking bags and purses and frisking people. Still, there were reports of up to 15 explosions in different parts of the city today. Some of these were small grenades that suspected rebels, anyway, may have tossed out of taxis. Others were mortars. At least four mortars hit the military school in the north of the city, although no one was reported injured in that attack.
The airspace was also closed. Why was that?
Well, there were suspicions that the rebels have an airplane, or perhaps several airplanes, that they can use to bomb, in this case, it would be perhaps the Congress where the inauguration took place, or the palace from the air. In the months leading up to the inauguration, several unidentified aircraft flew over the city. The Air Force scrambled its planes but couldn't catch the culprits. And then last month, authorities arrested a man they say was part of a plan to fly over the Capitol and bomb the city, perhaps today during the inauguration.
Has the president said that he has any plan to wipe out the rebels, which, of course, the Colombian governments have been battling for 40 years?
Uribe has. He emphasized that during the entire campaign. Well, he didn't specifically emphasize that. Rather, he emphasized that he was going to take a tougher line against the rebels. His predecessor spent 3 years in a peace process with the guerrillas, but that did not bear any fruit. And people here seem to support Uribe because he was coming across as more of the hardline candidate, more of the guy who was going to beef up the military, beef up the police.
Thank you, Stephen.
Thank you.
NPR's Stephen Dudley in Bogota.